Blog Talk Radio.
You know, town.
Trump about to get us killed.
Oh yeah,
Donald
yeah.
Trump is
that's
really cutting
out. Yeah, that's number eight. Like, did he really come out and make a threat like that? Like, when it happened, my mouth immediately dropped. Like, like this guy is really trying to, like, he pressing it. And then what happened, like, maybe not even maybe 2 hours later, this guy starts talking about sending missiles to Guam. Like, really? Guam? Guam?
I think it's just ridiculous.
I feel as though Trump always had a problem with Korea. Like, he's always had little comments to say way before he even got involved with the politics. And so, like, this is his ultimate time to really reflect on that, using America, you know, as his, I guess, shield, so to say. I just feel as though, you know, if you have personal feelings about, you know, any kind of culture or any other country, you should, like, make a point to say these are your opinions, not America's opinions.
Right.
That is an embarrassment to our country.
Right, and see, it's like, he's not, he's a businessman. I never looked at, so when he came in as far as a commander-in-chief, it's like, the generals could give him direction, but he won't take the direction. They'll say one thing, and then he'll come out and do a totally different other thing. So, you see the conflict it causes in headlines, and then you got other countries looking at us like, now we're weak because our chain of command can't even get it together.
He can't even
Like, you got the president arguing on Twitter, like popping off on Twitter at, you know, staff members, at anybody for that matter.
Big, huge groups of people. Like, even his exact quote to Korea was, they will be met with fire, fury, and frankly, power, the like which this world has never seen before. Like, like he's some mad scientist. Like, I just really don't understand it.
And it's noticed, it's either every week or every other week he comes with a new, it's something new. Now, not the whole Russia-Syria thing has calmed down. You know this, we don't hear too much about that. But now this whole Korea thing is blowing up. And my thing is this, we don't know, the people don't know what to believe, because look what happened with the Bush era. WNDs. Now, they could be saying the Koreans is getting ready to do this, that, and the third, and we're sitting here believing, like, oh, yeah, they could. And we back into the same situation we just came out of.
I think people aren't really educating themselves. They're really just going by hearsay and the things they see on social media, which is a big issue when people take it as truth and as fact. So it's like, you know, as a adult citizen, you have the responsibility of knowing what your laws are and knowing who your senates and governors and all the things that run your states and your countries, because it directly affects you and the people you love. So I just feel like people aren't really just, they're not awake. They're kind of, they're paying attention, but it's kind of like in their subconscious in a way. Because people just tend to think everything will be okay. They don't know how bad it can get.
And a lot of people feed into propaganda and not facts. Like you said, fake stories, they'll run with it like it's true. You can tell them this fake, they rather believe a lie than embrace the truth.
And no one does.
Very
either.
True.
But you'll hear research about power, baby. You'll hear some research about some power.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, our country right now is at a time, like, look, we're at a real sensitive time right now. Because, mainly, one, because of our leadership. You know, that's one. And then, two, you got this whole, now, we got a whole nother issue that we're trying to fight, this whole transgender thing with the military. I don't even understand Trump's stance on that. And like, I can't even begin to even what he may be thinking, what research he did, because clearly he did none. But it's like, every time, it's like our he's taking bits and pieces of the of everything we built or that Obama put together and just reversing it one by one.
Out of
just
spite.
For the hell of it. Out of spite. I don't even
he's
think
vendetta.
That it's yeah, I don't even think that it's I think that his main goal is, like he said, everything when he get in office, everything that Obama put in place, he's gonna unravel. No matter what it is,
yeah.
This whole healthcare thing, it's, you see it all. Like, and it's crazy because of the fact that we, the people, we, you know, God forbid anything was to happen to our country, in our country. Look who we have as a leader. Who
yeah, he doesn't even
right
have
now.
A solid opinion for why he even is doing it. It's just kind of like he's doing it just because he want to do it, because he can.
Right. And my thing, like, a lot of people, especially the main thing was when he came out and started talking about the whole transgender issue with the military, I immediately said, like, I immediately felt some kind of way being a veteran one and transgender. I immediately felt some kind of way. And a lot of people were saying, like, oh, he's just talking. You understand, that's the president. Now he's not just somebody. He's the president. So he could just be talking and he could just be tweeting, but everything he tweets and he talks somehow comes into law. He finds some way to bring it into law. So when it happened, when he said it, I said, watch, he gonna try to do it. Give it about a week. And bam, look what happened.
Because the people that oppose him mysteriously end up resigning.
Mm-hmm.
But if he resigns, don't let other guy become president, the vice president, because he's, like, worse than Trump.
Yes, that's what I've been saying.
Mm-hmm.
He's a real threat.
Yeah,
Trump has a mouth. Anybody
in disguise.
If anything happened to him, that's the real problem right there. Pence, Mike Pence, I think that's his name.
Yeah, and
he has
this
sinister look about him.
He does, and he's very quiet. You notice you rarely hear anything about him.
That's right,
and that's scary. That's eerie.
Very. That's media. Media controls everything you see, you hear. You get what I'm saying? So he's involved in that. So the media works with him. A certain form of the media, like Fox News, and they're not going to run certain things if it makes him look any kind of way or make the Republican Party look any kind of way. That's
mm-hmm.
really what it boils down to, is that Republican Party. I was watching the last time last week, Trump did a live announcement, whatever the hell he called it, but he was reading whoever he was reading, and, you know, it was all the Republicans there, and whoever this dude was that was, he was a Democrat, he actually turned to a Republican during that little event, almost like, I don't know, it was just weird, but they were, like, yelling, drain the swamp, that was, like, their like chant, and they had it like on signs, drain the swamp, and I guess the swamp is the Democratic Party.
Wow.
Yeah.
But just their approach is very like high school and bullying.
Uh-huh.
If anybody listening and they want to call in, you can call in at 215-383-3855. Right, Grayson?
Yes, ma'am. We're going to go to break right now. Right now, we got an exclusive coming up from none other than Miss Mira O, excuse me.
Yeah, I'm ready.
My feelings, Miss Mira.
Nice.
I want you, matter of fact, you introduce the track. It's your track. Let's go.
Well, y'all, this is an exclusive record off my upcoming album, Lady in a Mirror, which is dropping very soon. In My Feelings. This is a dope record, you know, just about how I was feeling at that very moment, and we captured it on a record. Here you go, Ms. Amira O.
It's a nice one, too. I must add, it's a nice one. Here we go, In My Feelings. We'll be right back.
Ms. Amira O. I know my enemies, they don't know I see them. Trying to camouflage, shimmy on in my DM. Hit. Hate disguised as love, thinking I could put them on, trying to use my plugs.
but I'm too old to cat. I've been around, I know the game. Time to put the pressure on, fuck the Novocaine. You know my name, I cock back. You know my aim, squeeze your brain like a stocking cap. I feel the private talk, they plotting and they scheming. I know their money walks, trying to catch a heavy breathing. I know that money walks, trying to catch a heavy breathing. I'm seeing all red, eyes all bloodshot. Giving no tears, but for years crying hip hop. You better respect, I got better connects. They invest in them checks, next I be hopping them jets. Now you wanna be my homie. 2015, half these bitches didn't know me. Now they wanna pick, plan trips, ride ponies. Fuck outta here, bitch, shit so phony. While I puff on this loud one, got me thinking heart racing cause I downed one. Pop a smirk or zane, welcome to the dark side, this is who I am. Yes, who I am. Got the two on the left side, fried or scram. Got your brain running hurdles. Now niggas rat bitch coons running circles. Back in school they was ugly. Not sorry, in my feelings. All these fakes in my face, all these snakes in the building. So I move like Jay said. Sharks smell blood so good they taste it. A mirror old, can bring the label millions. I know you feel it. Bitch looking all Brazilian, I'm so appealing. Running shit to a billion, and then I'm chilling. I'm in my feeling. I'm in my feeling. Not sorry, I'm in my feeling. I'm in my feeling. Getting tired of the fake shit, tired of the phony. Tired of the fake shit, tired of the phony. Tired of the fake shit, I'm tired of the phony. I'm tired of the fake shit, I'm tired of the phony. Tired of the phony, tired of the phony. Tired of the phony, tired of the phony. Tired of the phony, tired of the phony. The realest in the game. In my feelings, I'm in my feelings. Mr. Mifra O, Nikki Andro, Harley Quinn, Ruby Royal.
Nice, nice.
There you have it.
Very that good. I listened to that a couple of times. Like that's one of them real kickback. Like I was in your head bobbing.
I'm glad you liked it.
So when does the album come out?
Actually, the album's been supposed to came out. My engineer, who started working with Motley Crue's studio, he's got extremely busy, right in a month within a finishing recording the album. And the way he works is I go in the studio, I lay my vocals down, and he edits it how he does. And so he told me it would take him about 3 weeks or so to master the album. And we finished recording it at the end of June. And mind you, he just gave me the album three, 4 days ago. He had a song missing off of it and everything. It was a catastrophe. And it completely kind of turned me off, and I had the Vixens waiting for so long. So the album is actually going to drop in the next probably week or so, and we are going to drop it for free. So I don't really feel comfortable selling this album to people. I don't feel like the production is where it should be. I feel like he was too, it just sounded rushed through to me. And, I'm not going to have people pay for anything that's mediocre. So we want to just go ahead and drop that thing on Reverb Nation and on Dat Piff and let the people hear it and start working on the next things,
Okay. Well, I look forward to hearing it.
Definitely.
So, can I talk about this crazy story that's up on my computer screen right now?
What is it?
Prepare to laugh. Okay. So there's a company called Just Tip. And they create a product, which is a sticker, that will cover the urethra during sex, and it's touted as a way to feel your partner, feel freedom, feel safe. This allows men to seal their urethra shut during sex to prevent pregnancy.
So what is it supposed to be, a contraceptive?
What is they're saying that now, on their website, they have a disclaimer saying that it's a novelty item because, you know, of course, health experts are saying this doesn't prevent STDs, HPV, HIV. You're just trying to prevent pregnancy. But you're basically just closing off your, you know, stuff during sex so the woman doesn't get pregnant.
And the guy can feel it?
Yeah, basically.
I mean, I'm just trying to figure that whole thing out because, I mean,
that's what I'm saying.
Like
so they say you put this sticker on their tip. Their AKA is dick tip, but you put the sticker on the tip so, you know, when it's time for them to ejaculate, it'll hold it and then they can go release it in the bathroom.
Oh, okay.
Bruh. Like, so basically, like, kind of like some shit make your dick blow up. No? Like,
it sounds like it probably kind of turn you off a little bit. You got to sit, make sure it's sticking right. And
you got to hold
that's
it in the bathroom and let it out. Like, that's.
You know, just stick to using, you know, safe condoms. The guys are very good with those. They're very, you know, talented with them. They can slip them on and slip them off with the quickness. So just stick with, you know, the things that the boys know and just keep them focused on that and make sure they use safe sex and all the things.
Yeah, I think
right.
This is really dangerous for them to promote this.
Like, what happens to diaphragms? Why do girls don't use diaphragms no more since we talked about the, you know.
Like, I don't think too many girls go to the doctor himself.
Right.
That's the sad thing is.
But
it's not too much women education for women, you know, female girls, you know, going to the doctor regularly. I don't see that too often.
You would think you have to because
the
vagina takes great responsibility. It's not like a penis.
And probably
right.
Half of them probably don't even go unless they got something wrong with them.
It's too late after that, child.
they on
Google for like 3 months, burning and itching and scratching.
It is trying
to figure it out.
Talking about their stomach.
Until their blood pressure went up and they passed out.
Wait, have y'all heard of these vanilla condoms, bruh?
Vanilla?
Condoms.
No.
Vanilla.
No.
Why though? Like,
who?
Vanilla, really?
I mean, why not? They got all kinds of other flavors.
I think people sit around the house high coming up with this stuff.
They probably do.
Pretty much.
Or on whatever their drug of choice is, they were sitting around high and said, you know what? You know, somebody always has that bright idea when they high. And the rest of the idiots just go along with it. Like, yeah, okay. What if you can put a tip on your dick to keep yourself from
getting pregnant?
Right. And they'd be like, come on, we're going to try it. Come on, high as hell. Like,
oh, my goodness. Put a sticker on it.
So, okay, so, Miss Amira.
What's up?
How do you feel about this whole R. Kelly situation? Like, have you heard the latest? Have you heard the latest?
I mean,
with the parents.
The latest I mean, I've been heard about the parents because the parents were the ones that actually were the first ones that raised that red flag. They were saying that they didn't hear from her since December of 2016, and they felt as though she was being held against her will. That's what sparked that whole allegation situation with
right.
R. Kelly running a sex business or whatever the hell it is. And the girl, she, you know, put out a statement saying she's fine. She's completely okay. She's loving her life and whatever it is she's doing. She, you know, but her parents said that she's been brainwashed and she's not the girl
right.
that they know.
But they
I think maybe she just became older and just, you know, she's just when you get somebody, he likes them young girls, so they're easily influenced anyway. So I don't know. I don't know who would get peed on and all that. I don't care if it's a mansion and all the things. Dennis R. Kelly. That's like our uncle. Like, stop.
But see,
we were kids in the backseat listening to his music.
Right. Right. Yo, but see, listen, I was living in Lithonia, right? And he used to, his house was like in Lithonia. That he used to, like, an everyday brother. You could go by the park. When I was living there, like, I just moved from down there, like, two, almost 3 years ago. And when I was down there living in Lithonia, he lived in Lithonia. You can go to the park, and he'd be over there playing basketball with the fellas in the park almost, like, every other day. Like, it was nothing. So I'm like, wait
you
a minute.
You know why,
right? How long is Wait. Why?
Darling, I've heard the exclusives, honey. I heard about how R. Kelly used to hang around the goddamn middle school and high schools or whatever Mustang
yeah,
at the school
like
for when the girls get out of school. And he'd
yeah.
be sitting there, like, you know, in his flashy car, standing outside with his gold and diamonds flashing and the girls all excited. And, baby, they
yeah.
done went on to the house and got peed and they licked down, girl, and all the things. That's how half of Chi-Town got their body work.
Allegedly.
Did half of Chi-Town
really?
Body work, child. Yeah. Like, I don't know about all that, but I can imagine, you know. I mean, if the girls were smart, I'd be like, girl, you better go, child. I don't budge without some bags, darling. Give me some bags and a Chanel.
I'm telling you, you should be in the
I need
park
bags
heavy,
and a bag.
Like, it was just like, that's how I was like, yo, bro. Like, and I don't recall, like, I never paid attention to it. He had, but you always caught him with some little, it was never no, like, grown ass woman, you always saw her with some little chick, like
all the way back,
you know,
to Aaliyah. May she rest in peace.
He's not the only one. This goes back to the beginning of time. Men like young women. I mean, we just recently become in a society where that was deemed unacceptable, but probably 60, 70 years ago, you know, as soon as you got your period, your mother married you off. Well, I say 100 years ago, whatever. Your father merged you off to whoever this 40-something-year-old man that needed a woman, and he would take care of her. That's what you
and
need.
And they still,
so he's not, you know,
they're still doing it.
And some culture,
yeah,
they
still
do
it. Very much so. So, you know, he's
so
the only one. That's all Kelly.
Yesterday, the parents came out. I think it was yesterday. It may have been yesterday, the day before they came out. He's supposed to be having a show, concert this weekend down in Georgia,
Georgia.
Atlanta. Yeah, and the parents basically are going to try, make an attempt to get their daughter. That's what they're trying to do, get the authorities, you know, involved to get their daughter, saying that, okay, we're going to put a please come home out, or when you have your concert this weekend in Atlanta, please let our daughter come see us. And I'm like, this is not like a two-year-old. This is a grown woman. Like,
no, she's, 19. I think she's 19 or 20. Like girl, they don't. She's done.
Yeah.
She don't want y'all no more.
Yeah.
She done
like,
use y'all for your house and your food and things all the years. And she don't want y'all no more. It's done. So, you know, adopt or have a new baby.
That's what I'm saying. And then you had the girls, one of the girls that allegedly, and I'm going to say allegedly, that was there, you know, allegedly with them saying, like, yeah, this is what's going on, this and the third. I think you just got the boot. Or something happened and you got the boot.
Right.
And now you mad.
They got too
That's
old.
What
That's what happened. It ain't something happened. They got too old. When you hit 21, you're done. R. Kelly don't play games. He's very strict and he has rules. So,
you know how I want to see this play out?
You know.
I want to see this play out. I want to see R. Kelly give her the boot. Because the parents stay up in his business.
Yeah, because the parents talking about suing him and stuff. Like,
like, you know what? You're going to do much trouble. Get out.
Child.
Get out. You're done.
Then she's going to write a tell-all book. Allegedly.
Well, I think
allegedly.
He has them. I don't know. You would think he would have them signing paperwork and all the things so they can't really legally talk about it. Just like Blac Chyna signed that she wouldn't talk about the Kardashians, and she did, so she's going down. That's why she's quiet now.
She's going down.
Wait, hold on.
Yeah, she didn't think it out right. Wait. Like, girl, you don't work off emotion.
Hold on, but have you? But how do you feel about Quantasia?
Who's that?
That's the girl,
the juicy girl, the juicy girl.
Yeah, girl.
Yes.
Well, she's a liar. That's what she is. She's a liar, honey. Like, or you was made out to be a liar. Yeah, she's a liar.
Yeah, because she got caught.
Scheme of fraud and all the things. Like, girl, you know, you stop. Just stop. You're not getting anything.
Who talked her into this? Who talked her into that?
She talked her into it. She talked her into it. She was sitting there on fucking Facebook and Instagram, and she just seen Usher, or probably seen Confessions or some little old video or some shit, and was like, you know what? I got it.
I see the video was supposed to be her on stage with him for her birthday.
For her birthday. Yeah, so that kind of played a part too.
But I think she just used that video to say, oh, yeah. Well, see, it's like, this is what I immediately thought. That's why I ain't even say nothing, because immediately a red fat flag raised up, because if you got two of the people that allegedly also was exposed, they remained under the cover, and I think they did that for a particular reason, because it was more information that needed to come out. They got to investigate that. That lawyer, I think, talked her. She was the stupid one, because, yeah, I'm about to get some money. He paid old girl $1 million when you ain't even do your research. Like, and I really don't believe he did it. I don't believe he did. I honestly don't believe it. I think she's just one of those scammers.
And there's many of them out there. She's not the only one. You know, she just did it wrong. Like, you know, the girls are slipping.
Like, I don't. She another Joanna scammer.
She played herself.
Because
she been just made her get nothing out of it. Meme. She's like a meme now. That's what she is.
Mm-hmm. And now you see, you notice the whole time Usher's wife ain't say nothing, he ain't said nothing, and now it's coming out that the details of the paperwork from when he allegedly settled with somebody else wasn't a settlement. It was something totally had to do with his divorce in that. So what they were saying, him paying out $1 million, wasn't even true. So now all of that is coming out. She's gonna get got, because I'm pretty sure everybody that started putting out, he's gonna go after everybody for defamation.
And he's saying that he doesn't have her.
Yeah.
But you know who's just dying? She's just like, she's living for all of this.
Who?
Tamika.
You know who? Tamika, honey. Mm-hmm. Tamika's just sitting back like, Tamika. She loves it. Like, you know, I think Tamika's actually probably the one that talked the girl into it.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. You know, I feel like she's a little.
You noticed when it first came out, that when the rumors start first came out, she did put out, she sent out a cryptic message in a tweet, like a sub message in a tweet, like basically what you do in the dark comes to light. Because the initial person that they were talking about was the girl that he cheated on her with, that was one of her bridesmaids. Allegedly.
Right. I remember that like 3 weeks
ago. So it started there, and then whatever documents that got from that situation, in which all they didn't get all the documents. Now the documents are actually out. They're coming out now because they didn't put all of them out. So when they put that out, Quantasia, or whatever her name is, decided, oh, well, this was around the time that I went to the concert, you know, and I got him on video with me. So I can easily say he came back to my hotel or whatever the case may be. But she's not counting on the doctors and everything else coming out and him giving illegible proof that he don't. So now she's going to be screwed.
Right.
She's going to end up paying him.
Mm-hmm.
She's going to end up paying him.
She ain't got no money. She ain't got no money.
That's right.
She won't pay it.
But
it's just
going to
be a gag order, honey. She ain't going to be allowed to talk about it.
But how you going to say he put your life in danger when you screwed him raw? No?
Right. Because he was Usher going to be his little freak.
Seriously. And you was 19.
You put your own self in danger.
Right. Get me out of here. So we're going to go to break. We're going to come right back. Right now we got Waves coming up by Major out of New Brunswick, New Jersey. Sit tight. Street Smarter. Be right back.
In a single parent household, treated right with a fur blanket every time I got cold. I was taught no matter what to always do what I was told. But the vision and the happiness was getting kinda old. My mom sacrificed it all just for three. My brother, my sister, and well, of course, me. She had her first kid when she was 19. She's still the strongest woman that I've seen. She said she wanna range, I'ma give you that. When I'm rich, think of all the stuff I'll get you back. Cause there's no way I could pay you back. But the plan is to show you that I understand. Trying to make a couple grand. You know I just want the bands. I ain't trying to fuck with Zeds. I got too much love for them. That was different, but see, I can never judge a man. Make money, make better choices. That always was the plan. Jake about to be up on the flex soon. I'm hoping I can be that way by next June. Mixtape still up in my ex room. Her man found it, called me all upset too. She played it in the car for him one day. She lied and said it was Kendrick before the fame. She loved it in his 20s because he said the same. Then his mind changed when he soon saw my name. Damn, isn't that a shame? I ain't even need force just to cause the pain. I ain't even need to go back to my player days. DLC Terrors got them all on the major wave. Yeah, they on the major wave. Yeah, they on the major waves. I never care about what the haters say. The ocean's currents got them all on the major waves. I ain't Spider-Man, but I got them on the main thread. In their eyes, they either salty or fuzzy blades. Sending money, trust me, honey, that's what major craves. Trying to make sure I'm mentioned up in your top saves. Now don't be with the elf, I hate drunk sexing. Dropping bombs on lightweight, some funk flexing. But I ain't chasing the money if I don't got the baggage. About that action, under 21, still a 7. I used to be a point at sandwich maker paper days. In the freezer, writing rhymes on all the paper days. That beat was in it inside me, and then that later came. Now I got them all steady, embracing the major wave. Yeah, they on the major wave. Yeah, they on the major waves. I never care about what the haters say. The ocean's currents got them all on the major waves. Yeah, they on the major waves. Yeah, they on the major waves. I never care about what the haters say. The ocean's currents got them all on the major waves. Major waves.
We back,
you guys. We're back.
Yes. So, Street Smart.
That's one
Radio
thing about me, y'all know I can play with my.
Yes. I said, I was just letting them know, like, you know, this is our first, you know, show back on air. You can expect a lot more from us, a lot more shows, a lot more headlines. We got interviews, whole lot more music. Mainly from a lot of independent artists. This is a platform we wish to give to independent artists to share their art, their music, not even just independent artists, entertainers, anybody that has a message that they want to put out or share. This is the platform for it. We do not, we don't censor anything. Whatever you have to say, you say it. Right then and there. It's not going to be cut out. It's not going to be edited. How we give it to you is how we give it to you. That's one thing about us. Everything will be live.
One thing I would really like to say is, you know, like you said, we definitely want to show everybody's talent that's out there trying to do whatever it is they're doing. But, you know, if you send us something, we got to have a segment where it's like, I don't know if you want to say rookie music, but if it sounds kind of just crazy, I'm definitely going to tell you it sounds crazy. So just keep your eyes out for that. Keep your ears out because I'm going to let you know. I'm not going to sit here and tell you it's a hot record if it's not, you know.
Yes,
so.
This is a panel that we will. That's one of the things that we're doing also. We have an ear for music. We do this all day, every day. If it's trash, it's trash. If it's a hit, it's a hit. Don't take it personal. It's a panel.
We're going to put it out. Everybody wants to be an artist.
Yeah, we just,
so
you know.
It's so wild. It's just good criticism.
Right, exactly. You gotta be able to take that constructive criticism, because throughout your career, that's what you're gonna be facing. You're gonna face it 24/7. You know, mm-hmm. So get it from somebody who knows. And trust me, you got a team right here who has a definitely great ear for music.
Definitely shout out to all my trans artists, like, you know, all my trans ladies, all my trans men, all my gay men and gay women that's rapping and singing and all the things. Like, you know, that's just a big movement right now. Yeah, definitely.
And I hope, you know, this could be the things that the topics that we talk about on here could be a motivation to some people, because we will be talking about headlines. Things that's going on today, things that affect our world, our communities today, all communities. You know, we don't discriminate against anybody here. We gonna talk about it all. You know, nobody is off-bound. It is what it is. We gonna say how we feel. And, you know, and if you have something you want to talk about, you want to address. If you got something you want to talk about, you want to address, and you know, you can do it anonymously, you can call in too. We do that. You need advice about something, you want to talk about something, you want to interview, hit us up. You know how to get to us.
Or if you don't like what we said, darling, if you just hear something that Miss O just said and don't like it, then call in. The number's 215-383-3855. Let's get it cracking.
Already. Or you can, and you can also visit iBuiltBookie.com. If you have any tracks you want to submit, if you have anything you want to, messages you want to send us, you can go to iBuiltBookie.com, or you can go find Miss Avira O on Facebook and message her directly, or you can find me on Facebook,
yes.
Or you can find Dee Dee also at Street Smart Radio.
We here.
So we will be out here. I mean, we'll be going, we be going live from different states, different events. We'll be doing it all. And we also want you guys to send in some suggestions, some show suggestions about some things you think we should cover. If you got something that you think we should talk about, call us, 215-383-3855. You know how to get to us. So, Miss Miro.
It's the fast lane, baby. What's up?
Miss Dee Dee.
Yes?
How y'all feeling this morning?
I'm feeling pretty good.
What y'all got going
on
in y'all niggas? Okay. So, okay. So, Miss Dee Dee, what you got going on in your neighborhood? We want to talk about community, our community now. What you got going on in your neighborhood?
I live in a Muslim community. It's pretty quiet right now. Honestly, the only thing I'm thinking about is Saturday, my birthday.
Oh, happy birthday!
Thank you.
Yeah, that Leo.
And it's pretty quiet around here. You know, this is a almost zero tolerance area. It's still the hood, but it's a zero tolerance neighborhood. But I do live in a Muslim community, and you know,
who controls the tolerance? Is it the police or is it the community?
Yeah. It's a little bit of both. But the police around here, everybody knows they're crooked. Am I right? You grew up in this area.
Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much. What about you, Miss Miro?
Well, you know, it's Baltimore, darling. So we live, we bit, we here. Well, we
right.
are... Yeah, I think we had a 72-hour no killing thing going on, and we made it to like 36 hours or something like that. But, you know, I think it was two people killed within them 72 hours.
Wow.
But I live, you know, darling, I don't live in the city, honey. I live out here, honey, in the county with the cunts and the white folk, honey. And, you know, they doing all the things. They do all the things, honey, you know, It's racism out here. It's a lot of mentally ill. It's a lot of homeless. It's a lot of it's a lot of everything just in this little area.
Yeah.
But within my little block, you know, we have like probably 6 houses that we all kind of work together so that everybody watches everything and stuff like that. I'm not a person that's all out talking to everybody,
right.
I know everybody, and, you know, I'm not the girl like that on people's face at all. I say hi and bye to the neighbors. My husband, he does the combo.
And keep moving. And keep moving.
I don't have time.
Yeah.
What's
that
all about? Because you're in Dallas now, right?
No, I'm in Austin, actually. I'm right in Austin, where it all is.
It's been, what, 2 years now?
Yeah, it's almost 3 years now. I've been back
here. Yeah, almost 3 years.
Been a while. Yeah, and
I remember when you first went out
there. Yeah, my wife is actually from here. We I retired out here in the military, and that's when I met my wife when I was getting out, and we ended up moving to Georgia. That's when I met you, when we went to Georgia, and I was down there for about 3 years, and we did a home management thing down there, and then we came back to Texas towards, you know, where it was more affordable here. Schooling was better for my baby. It was a lot of factors, and then we had a lot more family here, you know, and friends here.
Right.
So we
with
came
April,
on
she
back
been
home.
Better, honey. Shout out
right.
to April,
yes.
honey.
Yes, yes.
I just
want to
say
everybody.
I cannot wait until Christie is no longer governor of New Jersey. We want him gone.
Lord.
Please.
Lord have mercy.
So. Sorry.
Chrissy,
he's the governor of New Jersey.
Oh,
he was licking Donald Trump boots trying to get a space in the office, but he got played.
Yeah.
I was just about to say, him and Donald Trump, wasn't they in cahoots together? Because if you notice, hold on, I'm gonna make a point. I very rarely hear anybody bring this up. But did you notice that right before Trump put that transgenderism law out, he came out and said that maybe the day before or the day of, Governor Christie put a law in place for transgenders in New Jersey for medical and everything else? Did y'all not notice
what was
that? And then like two
what
days
was the
later,
law?
It was basically
they allowed to
recover
the surgery.
Yeah, that'd be medically like as far as basically what we have to go through down here in Texas as far as bathroom laws and everything else, Governor Christie put in place a law that basically you can't discriminate against transgenders in New Jersey, and there'll be affordable health for them.
Right.
He did that, and then 2 days, maybe a day later, 2 days later, Trump comes out with his new law.
The ban, the military
ban. I said, you know
ban.
What? Yep, that's why I said, you know
his
what?
New policy.
They were talking, and Christie knew, and that's why he did that right before Trump pulled that through shenanigans. He knew, and that's why he did what he did. He ain't low. Nope. That's why I said anything that man say, he gonna do. And that's scary. That's scary. Especially like Trump, that guy don't care. He has zero knowledge about anything. The only thing he know how to do is say you're fired. No? That's it.
Look, he running the White House like a reality show. Every week somebody get fired.
Bruh, he still don't even have a full cabinet yet. Like,
nope.
What month is it?
He'll never have a full cabinet. He doesn't deserve one.
Freaking obvious.
Just, you know, jump off that boat in the Titanic.
Not the boat.
Yeah, they should have kicked them all in the cold ice.
Do you actually think he'll last in office for a whole 4 years? Now, he's saying he's going to be in there for a whole 8 years.
Let me tell you, it's a chance he could be. If our people are not learning how to vote and get really into things, there's a good chance he will be. I sit and I watch, you know, when he goes live and when he goes, they go crazy for Donald Trump. You got to understand, people live in their world, but they don't understand it's a bigger world outside of that. And in our world, it's like, oh, F Trump, but it's a big world of people who live for him, no matter what. Even though his ratings are down.
Some of them people at his these rallies, they've been getting paid to be at these rallies. You know?
I wouldn't be surprised.
I believe so. But at the same time, I think his numbers and his rating as a president is the lowest ever in history. Like,
that's
I don't even understand why he's still, like, my thing is this. If you're a president, I think you're supposed to be able to say and do certain things as a commander-in-chief and as a representative of our country. I don't think it should be, like, the way he talked to citizens these are citizens, and you're talking about people like this, like, out in the public.
Well, that's why, you know.
He wants to be a dictator.
At the end of the day, it's not going to happen because, you know, you have a lot of simple people out here, and he's not God. He's just a human being. So at some point, he's going to get knocked. I don't know when. I don't know how, but, you know, just wait for it. And we will be talking about it here in the Fast Lane.
Yes.
Yeah,
of course. We're going to hear a lot more. It's going to be a lot more buffoonery. And you know what I want to say. Fuckery.
The scariest thing is, I think he knows it too, and he don't even care.
Nope.
He doesn't. Donald's a person. Nope. He don't care if you don't like him. He don't care if the whole world don't like him.
No,
that's
I think he knows he a target, and he don't care if he get off. He can get
I
off
know
today.
How
he don't care.
Him, though.
But you know what? They were saying that he was telling, like, some of the Secret Service agents or somebody in his cabinet that he believed that he was going to be assassinated before his term was up. And I'm like, that means you should change your ways. Obviously, somebody don't like you. A lot of people don't like you. That should tell you something right there, somebody trying to kill you. Like, he just like I've never seen this. I didn't even think this would be something like this would be legal.
This is the Dark Knight, and he's the Joker.
He's
we
not the Joker, you guys. You got to understand, there's people he worked with that do not care for him. And the minute that he does something that puts people's money or certain people, trust me, he will go, you know, the government don't play. They've been around waiting for some Donald. So, you know, he better tread lightly. Everybody ain't your friend, Donald.
Well,
you know, the white men are fierce, honey. They're fierce. They're standing right next to you, take a picture, smile, and they already know the assassin is on the way. They fierce like that. So he better keep it real cute.
That's the truth. But we've had an interesting session. We will be back for more, giving you more flavor, giving you more the hottest track, and we got some reviews coming up. I don't want y'all to send in y'all opinions about some of this music. Send it in, 215-333-3855. We will be back. More headlines, more interviews. We will have artists on here performing live also, and we'll give you the update for the upcoming event, where we'll be at, and how to get there. So thank you for tuning in. Next, we'll have Let's Talk About It by Jamon, New Jersey.
Come on, baby, you can lean on me. You're the only one that I need. Come on, baby, you can lean on me. All is said and done, ain't it sweet? Come on, baby, you can lean on me. I wanna say
diamonds and purple.